few movies, take a few notes.
It was fun.
What's up, Goreheads, and welcome to another episode of the Extreme Horror Replay Podcast. You know, ever since I screwed that up that one time, I have to really think about how I'm saying it. But today, let's see, we have something a little bit different for you today. A little bit ago, we asked you listeners and folks on Instagram if they had any questions. Any burning questions that they would like answered by Nancy and myself. So today we are doing a Q&A. And yes, my lovely wife and co-host Nancy is with me today. So we are going to do a Q&A episode. And in standing tradition, actually one of our listeners and fellow podcasters, Nick and Andy from Slash U Podcast, submitted a would you rather, so we are actually going to use that as our would you rather this week.
Sorry,
really,
there was a long it was bugging me.
There's a huge spike where this so okay, Nick and Andy from Slash U Podcast asked us, would you rather receive a paper cut every day for life or smoke crack once with Corey Feldman?
As much as I, that's a good one. I guess I'd have to go with paper cuts.
You wouldn't do the crack?
No.
Think it's too addictive?
I just wouldn't do it.
You have a very addictive personality, so are you worried that you'd get addicted to crack or addicted to Corey Feldman?
Oh, well, I definitely would not get addicted to either, because I wouldn't even try. So.
All right. I'm picking the crack with Corey Feldman.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Just once.
See, I think that you would have enough time between the first paper cut and the next paper cut to like prepare for it.
Yeah. So. But it's once a day.
Yeah. Once a day.
For life.
Some people have to like poke their fingers to test their blood pressure or blood sugar, and that's like multiple times throughout the day.
Okay. But I mean, you work with paper, you know how, and I've heard you complain about paper cuts.
Yeah, I hate paper cuts.
So you hate crack more than you hate paper cuts.
Well, I hate paper cuts because they sometimes come from out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Like I have one on my knee.
How do you get a paper cut on your knee?
I think I just maybe had some paperwork on my lap when I was wearing shorts or something. But it's usually one of those. And if you ever notice, if you get a paper cut and you don't notice it,
uh-huh,
as soon as you see it, then you can start feeling it. If you don't know it's there.
See, I don't like the cuts that you actually like see happening. So I do understand what you're saying. I do understand. Like if you cut your finger. Like, and you, like, and whether it's with a knife or, you know, if it just happens spontaneously, you're like, ooh, fuck, that kind of hurt. And then you look down and you're like, oh, shit, looks like I cut myself. But if you, like, actually see the knife or paper cutting it, I can understand where you're coming from that standpoint. But I still think smoking crack once. With Corey Feldman. And I mean, you're meeting Corey Feldman.
Okay,
he's worked with, you know, he's probably got a lot of stories to tell.
I'm sure he does, but.
And if he was smoking crack, he'd probably tell all the stories in a span of like 5 minutes.
Would you want to live the rest of your life knowing that you smoke crack? That would be like the anger I would have for myself for doing it is worse than any paper cut I could get.
Because it's illegal or because it's just crack?
It's crack. I mean, it should be illegal.
Well, it is illegal.
I know.
But, I mean, oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But, I don't know. Just once, if nobody else would find out about it. I mean, I wouldn't do it personally, but, I mean, in the case.
It's would you rather.
No, in the case of the would you rather, like, I wouldn't go out and smoke crack on myself now, but in the terms of the question.
Okay.
See, I don't know. Yeah, fuck it. I'm doing crack.
That tells me a lot about you.
I'll do your crack. So, all right. All right. So you're getting the paper cut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. let's see. Okay. Here we have, we'll do Griffin's question. Would you do an episode on a horror video game? I don't know that you could talk about a video game. Now, if it was like a video game horror movie, but unfortunately all the...
Isn't there a Walking Dead video game?
There is a Walking Dead video game, and it's kind of like a make your choice or choose your own adventure. Like if you pick one, like you have four options to choose from. And if you pick one option, like you get to move on. And if you pick another option, one of the main characters dies. Isn't
that
the same
stuff that goes on in your video games now where you get to pick your weapons and then,
Yeah, but not all of them are, not all of them are like, and I wished I remember, there's a, not all of them are like based, sometimes doesn't matter what you choose, the same thing will happen every time. Mm-hmm. Some of them are, and I can't think of the name, but like if your character is bad in the game, like people start treating you worse in the, the video game world. Mm-hmm. And if you're, a better character or more liked, they treat you with more respect and you get discounts at stores or whatever, shit like that. But as far as a video, like an actual video game, I don't know that we could actually talk about a video game because, I mean, for starters, you'd never sit here and watch me play a horror video game.
Oh, hell no.
Long enough to review it. And secondly, it would be hard to take notes while I'm playing and you're watching, but like we said, you wouldn't watch. So if we were going to do one on a video game, it would have to be like a movie that's based on a video game, like Resident Evil. Mm-hmm. Or the Doom movie.
Which I would never watch.
And they both those series suck. So to answer your question, Griff, no, I don't think we ever would do a show based on a video game. And until they make a movie based on a video game that's actually good, we wouldn't do that either. So
they should make a Creep Show or a Tales from the Crypt video game.
But see, what would you do in that? How would you do the video game?
But that would be something that I would actually play.
Would you really?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of how that would work out. And it would be like, that's a good, I don't know how you'd make that work. I'm sure it could be figured out, but I don't know how it would work off the top of my head. But there's your answer, Griffin. Thank you for submitting your question, sir. Let's see. What do we have next? That one's got to be last. Sam from Our Life in Horror asks, how did we meet? Do you want to give your version or my version?
How about you give your version and I'll make corrections as necessary.
Okay. I was working at a car wash in the town where we live. And I had two buddies that had started going to a local coffee shop after work, and they told me that there were two or three girls that were up at the coffee shop one of the previous nights to them going up there.
To put a little bit of context in it, it was the mid-90s. Friends was all the rage. Coffee shops were popping up everywhere, and it was more like a social place. Like, you didn't really go for the coffee, in other words.
You went to hang out, basically. Because the coffee usually always tasted like crap anyway, so.
Yeah.
And I've never really been into coffee. I drink hot chocolate, probably. So, it was November of 95. So, my two buddies told me that they were going up to this coffee shop. And I don't know what prompted them to go to the coffee shop after
Jason
work.
Jason was going
to
see Amy.
Because, I mean, that's kind of for two guys to go to a coffee shop together. Yeah. So, but so anyway, yeah, they told me that there was this group of girls that were going up to the coffee shop while they were, you know, going up there. So they said, you know, why don't you come on up there? Just we'll hang out. We'll do whatever. So I went up to the coffee shop with the two guys. Nancy was there with her two friends, and it was kind of like electricity. Now, I saw Nancy, and I know we've told the story. I knew her sister first. Nancy is a twin. I knew her sister first. But when I saw Nancy, it was like lightning bolts hit the tip of my penis, to quote Step Brothers. So I immediately took a liking to her. She hated me at first, and then I eventually started to grow on her like a fungus or a tumor. And then the next night, we went to a movie together as a group. Nancy and I held hands at the movie. We went to Blasters first, the arcade.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so we did Blasters, then we decided to go to the movies. After the movie, Nancy and I kind of had an aside, and we're like, we held hands at the movies.
It was very like romantic, I guess you could say, just because we sat next to each other and we didn't really have any kind of real interaction except for at the arcade.
We played air hockey.
Yeah.
And I hit my pinky. You did kiss my pinky because the puck hit my pinky, and I claimed that was why I lost. Which I was working the long game. Long and short, I guess. So
we were watching the movie, and at some point, I don't even know whether our hands like grazed or maybe one hand was put on the other person's hand. But
no, we were watching Copycat, so that gives you a time frame. And it was the scene when they were, one of the girls was found and she was dancing. She was like hippie, yeah. Flowers in her hair. So I threw up the peace symbol, kind of right in front of your face. And you pushed my hand down because, again, I was annoying you. And then I did it again and you put your hand, you know, you pushed my hand down again. And then we just kind of like held on.
Yeah.
So, and it just, it, I mean.
And we didn't say anything from that point on. We were just sitting there in silence holding hands.
Yeah.
It was incredibly awkward.
So it just kind of happened. Like, I mean, it was, like serendipitous, I guess. That, I mean, like if we were watching, I couldn't think of another movie where there would be an opportunity for an idiot like me to do something that, you know, to get you to grab my hand. So I guess even though it was a, you know, horror, drama, thriller or whatever, it just kind of worked out that, you know.
I guess that's when the lightning struck my my bits.
So yeah, so we started holding hands in the movies, and after the movie we kind of went aside and said, hey, you want to get together, just you and I tomorrow. We went to our local Big Boy the next day, shared a plate of French fries and made some stupid conversation about stoplights and Seinfeld references and probably Friends, like Nancy said at the time, was really popular. So
And we would do the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon when we were out.
Oh, Nancy was an absolute pro. Still could. Probably not so much with modern actors, but you give her an actor or actress from like the 80s, 70s, 80s, or 90s, and she would easily nail it.
Oh yeah. And definitely less than 6 most of the time.
She's good. We decided that, you know, we were going to pretty much be exclusive. We shook hands on it. I took her home. I walked her to her front door and she slipped me the tongue. So, and the rest, almost 28 years later is, as they say, history. So, that is the brief story of how we met. It was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah. We had.
Let's see.
Just good times ahead. Didn't have to worry about adulting just quite yet.
Yeah, not yet. That was a fun, that whole first year. And I still remember like the senior party and the all night party.
Man. How many times we skipped? We would skip all the time.
And we'd go for coffee. And it wasn't just us. I mean, if we'd skip, well, there was a few times that we skipped, but it was usually with the group again.
Yeah.
But knowing now what, or if I knew then what I knew now, I wouldn't have taken that class in Brighton that took me away from the school for 3 hours of the day.
Yeah.
You know, it was less time to see you, so.
Yeah. And yeah, we were one of those couples that
people... Get a room!
Yeah. So. I think we had maybe even a couple of teachers. I'd like break it up,
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah. You got to keep a balloon's width in between you. So the next question, this is from Joni, your sister Joni. Mm-hmm. What is the worst movie you've watched? And I would assume worst horror movie, being that this is a horror movie podcast. So what is the worst horror movie we have watched?
I wish it was just regular. The worst movie would have been...
Lincoln. With Daniel Day-Lewis.
It was just way too long. No, I was going to say Very Bad Things.
Oh, yeah. I think you brought that up on a previous episode. Very bad movie.
Yeah, or Swingers, which is also just the dumbest movie on the face of the planet. They tried to make money into a slang term.
Well, again,
money.
It's money.
Never really caught on. That's not even a thing.
That's like people saying fire now. It's fire. Oh boy. Boy, Sarah wasn't very good at all.
I thought it wasn't, it wasn't bad.
That movie, what was the one we watched right after that? The other one that was based on.
Oh, The Call?
The Call. That one wasn't very good. We didn't even finish that one. But the Lincoln movie with Daniel Day-Lewis, if we're going over all movies, I actually fell asleep in that movie. I think that's the first in movie I've ever fallen at, or first and only movie I've ever fallen asleep at.
I would have to say the worst, in my opinion, just because it was so incredibly disappointing from all the hype, was a Serbian film, because I was expecting a lot worse.
Well, you didn't make it all the way through, so you didn't see everything.
If I didn't make it all the way through, it wasn't because it wasn't because I was scared, too scared to watch the end.
I wouldn't call that a scary movie, though. I think the movie Sallow, where they're eating the poop and all that crap.
Yeah.
That's not really a scary movie.
No, it's psychologically disturbing.
Yeah, that's like a gross out movie. Oh boy.
I'm looking at your collection, and I'm sure there's tons of movies there.
Well, I know you don't
you
like
have that. I hate.
I know you don't like Army of Darkness.
No, yeah, that would be it. Army of Darkness.
Okay. Oh, okay. The worst I've ever seen is what's the witch one with Bette Midler and
Hocus Pocus?
Hocus Pocus.
That's not a scary movie though.
It's still considered a horror movie.
I would consider that more like fantasy.
Horror fantasy? I don't know.
I thought you were gonna say Dead Silence.
We're going to have to watch that one again because it's been a really long time and it was very cheesy, but I think it's in, I don't know.
Noreen made it look like we were going to be all like, this is freaky.
Well, we bought two copies of that fucking movie because I think she took one and then we had to get another one because we never had the opportunity to watch it the first time.
And this was back when DVDs
weren't cheap.
Yeah, it was at least like $15, and we just trusted Noreen's word that it was going to be this really good horror movie, so we bought it on DVD.
What was that one with Brad Pitt where he's the cowboy? The outlaw Josie Whale, or outlaw Jesse James, something like that.
Oh yeah, The Assassination of Jesse James by Robert Ford.
We bought that one twice too because again somebody took our first copy. And then we bought it again, watched it, and I was like, why the fuck did we buy this twice?
Another movie that I think the length of it was just, it just killed it.
Yeah. And aside from Brad Pitt being in it, I remember absolutely nothing about it. I assume he died. Was he Jesse James or was he Ford? Robert Ford?
No.
Howard Ford, whatever.
Robert Ford. No, he was Jesse James and Casey Affleck was.
Okay. See, I say I remember nothing. So
and normally I would think we would have probably watched it aside from the whole Brad Pitt thing.
I got another one. Striptease. Tell me more.
That was really bad, but it's not a horror movie.
It's
what about Showgirls?
Showgirls.
That was even worse.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, there you go, Joni. We've kind of given you a whole bunch from a bunch of different genres. I'm sure if given more time, we could come up with
a list. There's no end to the possibilities.
Okay. Let's see. We'll go back to... that's definitely got... No, okay, we'll do Little Ben's from Watching Films on the Toilet. Which actor or actress who's never done a horror would you like to see in a horror movie? And he's also got a second part to that question. And and why is it Jason Statham? I would like to debate that one because Jason Statham was in...
Is it Statham or Stratham?
Statham.
Did I say Stratham when I was reading about it?
Yeah, but I wasn't going to correct you.
Oh, thank you for that.
Jason Statham was in The Meg, which I think is technically considered a horror movie. So we're going to cross him off the list. And he was actually a special guest on our Oscars episode too, as a presenter. So I would say Walter White. What's his real name?
Bryan Cranston.
Now, he was in Contagion briefly, but I would say that's more of a drama thriller.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I could see him acting as a, like in a true horror movie, and the way he can flip from like good to bad or mad, you know, scared or whatever, I think he would play a very good character in like a true horror movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of who I would think would be good in a horror movie because that's pretty much all we watch.
It mostly, yeah.
And everybody that I'm thinking of is that was a horror movie.
Well, and that's the thing. There's so few actors that have been or haven't been.
Could Jack Nicholson be considered? Because it's Batman. It's not.
Yeah, but he was in The Shining.
See, again.
I know. I mean, hell, even Kevin Bacon, he was in.
Even Kevin Costner.
Mr. Brooks. Yeah. Yeah. So.
It's a really tough question because unless you get like some complete.
You'd have to, I mean, there's like.
Nobody.
Because who was, what's that girl from the Catching movies? The Bird, Gabby was Hunger Games. Even she was in Mother.
Yeah.
That movie with Javier Bardem that we tried watching but couldn't.
Can't say Anthony Hopkins because he was in Magic.
Silence of the Lambs.
Can't say Mark Wahlberg. He was in Fear.
And The Happening.
Chevy Chase. I don't think it's ever been in a horror movie.
No, he was in what's the movie with Dan Aykroyd?
Vulcanvania. Nothing but Trouble.
Yeah, Nothing but Trouble. I mean, that was comedy horror.
It was horrible.
That's because Dan Aykroyd directed it. Okay, Bryan Cranston, and that's about it.
Let me think on that for a little bit longer, because I know I could come up with something better.
Ray Romano? I don't know. Let's see.
Can't say that guy that you have the man crush on, Justin Bateman.
Oh, Jason Bateman?
Jason Bateman.
Has he been in a horror movie?
I don't know. I know he was on, obviously he was on Ozark. Well,
no, he was in that movie... where the guy from his past comes and stalks him and his wife.
Oh, yeah. And we were like, it was really weird because he can't really play horror.
Yeah.
And he's always playing like the funny guy.
I can't think of what the name of that movie is.
I couldn't remember his name. You like to watch movies with him all the time.
All the time. I mean, you can't say Nicolas Cage.
You can't even say the dad from Modern Family because he was in Dawn of the Dead.
So, man.
Everyone that we like has been in some kind of a horror movie.
All right, so Bryan Cranston it is. I don't think he's been in any other like horror movies. Morgan Freeman, Tim Robbins was in Jacob's Ladder.
You're just thinking about actors. There's actresses too that you could.
Yeah, I know, but
I would like let's say you could put like Rosie O'Donnell in a horror movie, and that would be enjoyable just to see her get killed in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be.
Wait, is she? Is, she's not dead, is she?
No, she's not.
No,
her career is.
Okay, her career died a long time ago.
Yeah. Rest in peace, just like Ellen DeGeneres' career.
Yeah. Canceled. Okay. Well, okay. So you're going with Rosie O'Donnell, mm-hmm. and I'm going with Bryan Cranston. Okay. All right. This one might be a little bit more difficult. Again from Joni. Can you name a character in a movie that you would compare yourself to? Not me to somebody or me to you to somebody, but you yourself. Who could you compare yourself to in a horror movie? That one is actually kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I would. Oh, boy.
We've seen. I mean, there's been a lot of good movies that I feel like I could definitely relate to. And like none of them are coming to the top of my head.
I would like to. Man, Sam, Nicolas Cage in Mandy is my first instinct because his wife gets taken by a cult and he goes absolutely berserk nuts trying to get her back and just like beats the shit out of everybody. Cage rage is when that whole term started, but I can't think of like a, oh man. Did we ever determine if Falling Down was a horror movie?
I was just looking at that. I think that would be more like a drama.
Drama thriller.
Yeah.
Or action drama. Oh my lord. That's a tough one.
I just had a good one and it popped right out of my head because you asked the Falling Down question. And now it's gone.
Or I'd be like the guy from Buried Alive, Beyond the Darkness, dig you up and taxidermy you. If you passed away, then I'd start bringing other women home, but I'd have you in the bed taxidermied next to us.
I'd like to say, and I don't particularly know why I would say this, but I feel like I can relate to both Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep from Death Becomes Her. just because, you know, I'm getting that age and...
The tattooed lips.
Yeah. That's talk about pain. I could take a paper cut like any day of the week.
But Nancy just had some permanent makeup done on her lips.
Oh my gosh. It was.
And this is actually the third time she's gone in. And the tattoo artist, is it like a professional makeup art? I don't know. But anyway, so
she's certified in permanent makeup.
Okay. Yes. That.
And she did an awesome job. She did a really good job.
Metro Studios Inc. and Howell.
Yeah. Wink, and wink. We got some other ink there too.
Oh yeah. So. Yeah. We had our king and queen down there.
Yeah. Super cool owners.
But so Nancy went in, she had some permanent makeup done on her lips. So basically lip liner and color on her lips. And this is the third time she did it. Or third time she's been in, and not because the woman doing the, what's her name? Joanne.
Yeah.
Joanne. Just wanted to make sure that the color was packed in there because, I mean, obviously your lips are sensitive. So.
Well, it was working all right, but for some reason my lips, they just wouldn't hold any of the color on it.
Right.
And because of that, it was kind of splotchy. So I had to have her fix it, and she did. She worked her butt off.
So this time she went in with a shader and not just a permanent makeup needle.
Yeah, I do have to give her props. She had it done quickly, but it was, I don't know. Usually I feel like I have a really high threshold for pain, but. It was just kind of achy.
Well,
because it was bruised for.
Yeah. You said it. It ached at first, and then when you got home and started relaxing is when the throbbing started.
Yeah, I started.
So If you've ever had your head tattooed.
Any kind of tattoo on your head.
Because you got that one behind your ear,
I
too.
I do have the one behind my ear, and I have my eyebrows.
Oh, yeah, your eyebrows. That was done for
anything on the head is like, oh my gosh, so painful.
It's basically just thousands and thousands of thrusts.
Because, it's because it's really vascular, and you have to think your lip skin is already super sensitive, you know? Yeah. People don't even like to have their lips chapped, so,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, it was a tall order. I think she fulfilled the order very well and was very gracious about it. And it's not like there's any place else that is going to give you permanent makeup and have them make you feel like it's a spa day,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a good deal.
Death becomes her.
Okay. Death becomes her. All right. So, okay. Here's another question from Sam from Our Life in Horror. Were you both into horror before you met, or did one of you influence the other? And actually, that is a double question. Obviously it's a double question, but we were both into horror. However, we were both into different kinds of horror.
Yeah. So we both liked horror movies, but there was a bunch of movies in your wheelhouse and a bunch of movies in mine, and any of them were the same.
No, except for like the major, like Friday the 13th, yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street and that kind of stuff. But Nancy was more.
You had like Predator and Hellraiser and.
Yeah.
Like all the boring ones, but I had like Magic. I had Magic and I had
that's all you've got.
No, there was another one. You broke my chain of thought again. I would say Motel Hell, but that's not necessarily a good movie. That's just a movie that
but it's still horror
that I watched.
So, but yeah, cuz Nancy had older brothers and sisters growing up. I never did. I was the oldest, and
so they had nobody to tell him what was a good horror movie and what was a bad horror movie.
But like I had watched, or I used to read Fangoria magazine, so I would get my recommendations out of Fangoria, and Nancy got her recommendations from her brothers and sisters. What the hell's the one? Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, I brought to her. Yeah. She brought Magic to me, Motel Hell, even Death Becomes Her. I'd never seen that until I met you. But then there was stuff like we said, you know, there was the Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, that kind of stuff.
Prom Nights, we'd seen the Prom Night movies.
So we were both into horror, but we both had different tastes. And then obviously as time started, you know, passing, she would influence my taste. I would influence her taste a little bit. There's still a bunch that we like together and a bunch that we don't like together. I mean, you've heard the show, so, but there's also a ton that we have never seen. Like we've never seen The Exorcist, which is, you know, a whopper.
Yeah.
I don't think we've never seen all of Rosemary's Baby.
Right.
To the best of my knowledge, I know I haven't seen The Omen. I don't think you have.
I haven't seen it. I never saw Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Yeah, that's not one I've seen either. But yeah, there's, so I think in total, but see, like you had watched Tales from the Crypt, and I didn't get to watch Tales from the Crypt until after we got together.
Yeah.
Because you always had HBO and cable. I never did.
Yeah.
So
there are movies that I have watched like since before I met Ben that he just doesn't see the appeal in it, like The Shining. You're just maybe Stanley Kubrick, the way he directs.
It's not a bad movie. I don't see. I mean, cuz like, well, like you I mean, you like The Shining, like I like, well, Predator. You know, it's just one of those movies that's just
one of those movies
passes
where,
in the wind or passes, you know, next to each other. I'll watch it. At least I'll watch Shining. You won't watch Predator. So, to answer your question, yes, we both liked horror. We did have different tastes. We have slowly introduced movies slowly over 28 years. We have both introduced movies to each other that we had never seen, and we've both kind of influenced our liking in different kinds of subgenres of horror. So
we've come to the conclusion that there are some like horror movie buffs that like good movies, and there are some that like bad movies, and we know which of the two we're in, which categories.
Okay. All right. And now for the coup de grace question, Mark, you son of a bitch.
Kirk.
Yes. Kirk from a podcast on Elm Street asks us, what's your favorite background? What is your favorite background movie to put on during sexy time? And, do you want to answer this one?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. For what? For whatever reason, Nancy has a very strong affinity to the movie The House of Wax from whenever it was with Vincent Price.
The original. My mom always said it was like the scariest movie that she ever saw. I think when she was younger, she saw it like at the movie theater and the drive-in or whatever. So I went into it thinking that it was going to be scary.
Right.
But it's so...
I wouldn't call it horror.
It's freaky.
It is freaky.
It's freaky because they still had, you know how in the olden days in the movies, they still kind of had the actor's accent.
Yeah.
And it was like that. And Vincent Price is creepy already. But this was Vincent Price when he was young.
He was very young.
And he was still creepy.
And, okay, so, I don't know.
And it's got some, some really old-fashioned, creepy horror music in the background. And
can you pinpoint why? Is it, okay.
I think it's listening to it, the old movie music in the background, and like the inflections in their voices.
Well, let me ask you this. I know the first time we watched it, we had a night out. So are you tying the night out to the movie more than the movie itself?
I think that at some, like the first time we watched it, it must have been like a really good night. And right. So obviously like it's going to be all like, I want to repeat that night. What did we do? Right. What was the recipe? All right, let's put in a House of Wax.
Okay.
So now it just kind of has that kind of
so
reputation in our head.
So to answer your question, Kark, whenever that movie goes on, I know it's time for Bow Chicka Wow Wow. Are there any others?
Copycat.
Copycat. Well, yeah, because that was our first, that was our falling in love movie. Mm-hmm. As weird as that is.
Well, if we didn't like horror movies, we wouldn't both have gone and seen that movie.
That's true. I don't even remember what was playing at the same time because it was a multi theater movie, yeah. Or a multi theater cinema. So yeah, I don't remember what else would have been playing at the time. So I would say, okay, so number one is definitely House of Wax from, is it 53? I think.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
So the original House of Wax and Copycat. If House of Wax is on, then I know it's going to be a really fun night. If Copycat is on, I know it'll be a pretty good night.
A romantic night.
And if Terms of Endearment is on, then
that's
I know
like a keep
just,
the fuck away from me.
I know I'm just rolling over and falling asleep. So, I think that's all the questions that we have for this Q&A. A little bit of insight into our lives. I mean, we're pretty much open with y'all anyway, so mm-hmm. It's not like we're really, you know, we're not really hiding anything, but these are just some questions that we don't really answer or, you know, get to talk about while during the normal show.
It's weird. I mean, we yammer on and on and on, babbling about nothing, and I think that we tell so much just in our commentary.
But I mean, this is what we do on a daily basis. We'll pick and we'll poke and we'll prod, but then, you know, House of Wax goes on and it's all good.
And you like to play the whole devil's advocate role when I ask about something that happened in the movie and I'm looking for, like, there was like a flaw in the movie and I feel like I was ripped off. Oh, what happened there? And you're trying to explain it to me. It's like, no, we're on the same side here.
What do you mean?
Like, let's say we're watching. Put me on the spot here. I don't know. We'll be watching a movie, let's say, Reanimator.
Okay.
And I'm like, that is definitely not what a dead body in a morgue would do, you know? You know, and I'm just like being like kitschy because we're watching a dumb movie. And then you'd be all like, well, yeah, but there's been cases where the body would actually do that.
And it's okay, like, I see what you're saying.
You can't just agree with me. So you got to argue every single little thing with me.
You pick on me every chance you get in normal life. That is my only opportunity to pick on you because you're smart. You're beautiful. You're a good wife and you're a good mother. What else am I going to pick on you about?
That's very sweet. I don't know. I guess I have no response to that. I couldn't say any. I agree with all those things.
Yeah. So yeah, you're gonna find somebody to pick on. So okay. Yeah. So that has been a little glimpse into our what you haven't heard in the normal show in our life. But yeah, we are Ben and Nancy from Extreme Horror Podcast. Extreme Horror Replay Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at XHR_podcast. You can find us on every single platform, just about every single platform that's out there that you can listen to your shows on. And if you're listening on Spotify, please hit the 5-star review. And if you're listening on Apple, blah, 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 do that too.
Do you want some cool merch?
Yep, we do have a Teespring available. We also have a Patreon out there. And oh, we did just lower the price on the Patreon tiers. So it's $4, $6, and $8 now. Our top tier is only $1 more than the middle tier used to be. It was $7 for the middle tier. Now the top tier is only $8. So you do get a lot of cool stuff in return. You get to give us a Would You Rather movie suggestions. You get some stickers, mugs, shirts if you're in there for long enough, all that kind of stuff.
Stay tuned for around October because we might be doing something.
Something a little special. Yeah,
something special, something cool.
October's still a way off, but yeah. we got plans in the works.
Save the date, October 1st through October 31st.
Yeah. But yeah, so we are Ben and Nancy, and I will stay. We are Ben and Nancy from Extreme Horror still. Replay Podcast. Yes, we still are. And so I will say be safe. And be good to one another. And then I'm going to just let her go because she's coming up with something new every time. So, hon.
You say be safe, but I've ridden in the car with you when you're driving. And that's not staying safe.
I'm telling them to be safe.
All right. I also agree that people should stay safe. Preferably be off the road when Ben's driving. That would be a good way to stay safe.
Ha, 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 ha.
I do want people to be good to each other. So
all right. All right. We will talk to you all later. Thank you for listening.